Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be tackling a topic that's pretty much unavoidable in our modern lives: credit.
It really is everywhere, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, whether you're buying a house, starting a business, or even just trying to make ends meet sometimes, credit plays a huge role. And for this deep dive, we're going to be exploring this handy guide you've put together, Understanding Credit: Sources, Types, and Risks.
I think this guy is going to be super helpful for folks, you know, just getting a good grasp on what credit is all about, how it works, and most importantly, how to use it responsibly.
I totally agree. It can be a bit of a jungle out there, you know, with all the different types of credit and lenders and interest rates and everything. It can definitely feel overwhelming. But by the time we're done with this deep dive, you'll be navigating that jungle like a pro.
Exactly. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to something as impactful as credit.
Okay, so before we get lost in the weeds, let's start with the basics. What exactly is credit? I mean, we throw that word around all the time, but what does it actually mean?
Well, at its core, credit is basically an agreement. It's like someone lets you borrow money or use goods or services and now, with the promise that you'll pay them back later.
Okay, so it's like borrowing a book from a friend. You get to enjoy it now, but you got to return it later.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. And just like with that book, there might be consequences if you don't return it on time or if you, you know, damage it.
Right. Makes sense. So we're talking about things like buying a car, getting a mortgage for a house, or maybe even just covering an unexpected expense when you're a little short on cash.
Exactly. It helps us bridge the gap between what we need or want right now and what we can actually afford at this moment.
So it's all about timing. Right? Like sometimes those big life events or even those little emergencies just can't wait till we've saved up every penny.
Absolutely. Credit can be a really valuable tool in those situations. But of course, like any tool, there are right and wrong ways to use it. And that's where things can get a bit tricky.
Okay, so I'm sensing there's a catch. It's not just free money, right?
Right. Usually there's a cost involved. And that's where interest comes in. Interest is essentially the price you pay for borrowing that money or using those goods and services up front.
So it's like a rental fee for using someone else's money or resources. The longer you borrow, the higher the fee.
Exactly. And the riskier you are as a borrower, the higher that interest rate might be. It's all about assessing risk for the lender.
Okay, that makes sense. But the guide also mentioned this idea of matching the type of credit to the need. What do they mean by that?
Well, think about it like this. You wouldn't use a hammer to tighten a screw, right? You'd use a screwdriver. The same goes for credit. There are different types of credit designed for different purposes.
So it's like choosing the right tool for the job.
Exactly. You wouldn't want to finance a week-long vacation with a 30-year mortgage, for example. That would be like using a sledgehammer to crack a nut.
Definitely not. It's more like figuring out whether you need a screwdriver or a power drill for a particular project. Speaking of which, let's talk about where we can actually find these different tools of credit. It's like stepping into a giant financial toolbox, isn't it? So many options.
Absolutely. It can definitely feel overwhelming, but let's try to break it down a bit. Imagine you're on this quest for credit and you walk into this bustling marketplace. You've got your traditional banks, the familiar faces on every street corner. They offer a wide range of credit options, from personal loans and credit cards to mortgages and business loans.
Okay, so they're like the big department stores of credit, offering a bit of everything. But what about those smaller, more specialized shops?
That's where credit unions come in. They're member-owned, not-for-profit institutions that often offer better interest rates and a more personalized experience. Think of them like your friendly neighborhood co-op, where everyone chips in for the benefit of the community.
I like that. A sense of community in the financial world. Now, what about those flashy online shops that seem to be popping up everywhere?
Ah, yes. Online lenders. They're the disruptors, the tech-savvy newcomers promising quick and easy access to credit, often with just a few clicks. They can be great for speed and convenience, but make sure you read the fine print, as their interest rates and fees can sometimes be higher than traditional lenders.
It's like ordering takeout versus cooking a meal from scratch. Sometimes you need that instant gratification, but it often comes at a premium.
Exactly. And let's not forget those tempting kiosks in retail stores, practically begging you to finance that shiny new TV or designer handbag. Be careful with store credit cards. They often come with sky-high interest rates that can quickly turn a seemingly affordable purchase into a long-term debt burden.
So it's like choosing between a leisurely stroll through the park, a heart-pumping sprint through an obstacle course, or navigating a tricky maze. Each lender has its own pros and cons, and it's all about finding the right fit for your needs and financial goals.
That's a great analogy. Now, once you've explored the marketplace of lenders, the next step is understanding the different products they offer. And that's where we get into the exciting world of secured versus unsecured credit.
Okay, I'm all ears. This is where things start to get really interesting. All right, so we've talked about where to find credit, those banks, credit unions, online lenders, even those tempting store credit cards. But now let's, you know, dive a little deeper into the actual types of credit, you know, the different flavors you might encounter out there.
You know, it's funny. We often talk about good credit versus bad credit, but credit itself isn't inherently good or bad, is it? It's all about how you use it.
That's a really good point. It's like any tool, right? A hammer can build a house or it can, you know, break a window. It all depends on the hand wielding it.
Exactly. And understanding the different types of credit is like knowing which tool to use for which job.
Okay, so let's open up that toolbox and see what we've got.
Mm-hmm.
What are the main categories of credit we should be familiar with?
Well, the two big ones are secured credit and unsecured credit.
Okay, secured versus unsecured. What's the difference? Give us the breakdown.
Imagine you're, you know, back in the medieval times, and you're a knight preparing for battle. Secured credit is like wearing a suit of armor. It provides a layer of protection for both you and the lender.
Okay, I like that analogy. So the armor represents collateral, right?
Yeah.
Something valuable you put up to back the loan, like your castle or your, I don't know, your trusty steed.
Exactly. With secured credit, you're pledging something of value, a house, a car, even savings as a guarantee to the lender that you'll repay the debt. If, you know, for whatever reason you can't repay, the lender has the right to take that asset to recoup their losses.
Okay, that makes sense. It's like giving the king your most prized possession as insurance. So a mortgage is a classic example of secured credit, right? The house itself acts as the collateral.
Precisely. If you default on the mortgage payments, the lender can seize the house to, you know, cover their losses. Now, on the other hand, we have unsecured credit, which is more like relying on your reputation and your battle skills to secure those alliances.
Okay, so with unsecured credit, there's no armor, no collateral to back up the loan. It's all about trust and your track record.
Right. The lender is taking a bigger gamble, trusting you to repay based solely on your word and your credit worthiness. So they're going to assess your credit history, your income, you know, all those factors to determine how likely you are to repay.
So it's like earning the trust of a fellow knight through your past deeds and honorable conduct. But that trust probably comes at a price, right?
You got it. Because the lender is taking on more risk with unsecured credit, they typically charge higher interest rates. They need to be compensated for that potential for loss.
Makes sense. Higher risk, higher reward, or in this case, higher cost. Okay, so we've got secured credit, the knight in shining armor, and unsecured credit, the bold and skillful warrior. But the guide also mentions something called installment loans and revolving credit. Are these like different weapons in our financial arsenal?
Exactly. Think of installment loans like a trusty sword, a powerful weapon for those big battles. You borrow a set amount and repay it in fixed monthly installments over a predetermined period.
So like a carefully planned campaign, each strike bringing you closer to victory. So car loans and mortgages, those are our classic installment loans, right?
Precisely. They're great for large purchases because you know exactly how much you owe each month and when you'll be completely debt-free. It's like having that clear battle plan with a defined endpoint.
I like that. It's all about strategy and knowing your path.
Yeah.
But what about those situations where you need a more agile weapon, something for, you know, those quick strikes and unexpected skirmishes?
That's where revolving credit comes in handy. Think of it like a trusty dagger, always at your side, ready to be drawn when needed. You have a credit limit, like a quiver of arrows, and you can borrow and repay repeatedly up to that limit.
Okay, so it's like having a constant supply of resources, always there when you need it. Perfect for those surprise attacks or those unexpected expenses that pop up along the journey. Credit cards, that's our prime example of revolving credit, right?
Exactly. They offer incredible flexibility. But you have to be mindful of overspending, you know? Those interest charges can really start to add up if you're not careful.
Yeah, it's like with a dagger, you got to be quick and precise.
Right.
One wrong move and you can end up hurting yourself. So installment loans are like wielding that powerful sword with strategic precision, and revolving credit is having that nimble dagger at the ready. Both have their place in our financial arsenal.
That's a great way to put it. It's all about choosing the right weapon for the battle at hand and knowing how to use it effectively.
Exactly. And just like any skilled warrior, you need to be mindful of the terrain you're navigating, the resources you have at your disposal, and those potential challenges you might face along the way. Speaking of challenges, let's talk about those unpredictable weather patterns in our financial landscape. Interest rates. They can be a gentle breeze or a raging storm, and understanding how they work is, well, it's crucial for navigating this credit journey successfully. All right, so we've explored those different types of credit secured, unsecured installment loans, revolving credit. It's like we've got a whole arsenal of financial weapons now. But now let's talk about those unpredictable weather patterns, those interest rates. They can really make or break our journey, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. Interest rates are a huge E factor when you're dealing with credit. They can be, you know, a gentle breeze pushing you along or a sudden storm that throws you completely off course.
So how do we navigate those choppy waters? I'm guessing it starts with understanding the difference between, you know, fixed and variable rates, right?
You got it. Imagine you're setting sail on this grand expedition. With a fixed rate loan, it's like having a skilled navigator on board who charts a precise course. You know exactly where you're going and how long it will take to get there. No matter what storms may brew on the horizon, that interest rate stays constant throughout the entire loan term.
Okay, so it's like having a trusty compass, guiding you through calm seas or stormy weather, always pointing you in the right direction. That sounds pretty reassuring, especially for those, you know, long-term voyages like buying a house or financing a new business venture. You know exactly what you're signing up for from the start.
Precisely. It makes financial planning so much easier when you have that predictability. You know exactly what your payments will be each month, no surprises. But, you know, sometimes you might be feeling a little more adventurous, ready to, you know, embrace those unpredictable winds and ride the waves a bit. That's where variable rate loans come in.
Okay, so variable rates, we're hoisting the sails and seeing where the wind takes us. What are the potential benefits and risks of taking that approach?
Well, with a variable rate loan, you're essentially betting on favorable currents. The initial interest rate might be lower, which can be tempting. But just like the ocean, you know, those currents can shift, and that can cause your interest rate and your monthly payments to fluctuate.
So it's like you might encounter some rogue waves or sudden squalls that could rock the boat a little bit. You might save money up front, but you also risk those rates climbing higher than expected, which could really throw your budget off course.
Exactly. It's a trade-off. You have to weigh those potential savings up front against the risk of increased costs down the line. Variable rate loans can be a good strategy for, you know, shorter term borrowing, or if you have the flexibility to refinance quickly if those rates start to climb.
So it's like choosing between a leisurely cruise with a set itinerary or a thrilling sailing expedition where you're constantly adapting to the changing conditions. Both have their appeal, and the best choice depends on your individual circumstances, your risk tolerance, and your financial goals.
I think that's a great way to sum it up. Ultimately, you're the captain of your own ship. You have the knowledge and the tools to navigate this complex world of credit. It's all about making informed choices that align with your own personal financial journey.
Well said. And I think that's a perfect note to end on. We've covered so much ground today. The different sources of credit, the types of loans, those all-important interest rates, and most importantly, how to make those informed decisions. It's been quite the deep dive.
It really has. I hope everyone feels a little more confident about navigating the credit landscape now.
Me too. Remember, folks, knowledge is power. And the more you know about credit, the better equipped you'll be to make it work for you, not against you.